A federal program dedicated to environmental restoration and cleaning up of the Great Lakes has escaped a massive budget cut. A House of Representatives committee has voted to amend a bill that would have slashed the program's funding, partially restoring it to $210 million for the next fiscal year. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell.
The House bill originally aimed to cut 80% of the program's budget, from nearly $300 million to just $60 million in 2014. A House committee has since revised that figure from $60 million to $210 million. But a Senate funding bill released Thursday would restore the budget for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative in full to its pre-sequestration level. Jordan Lebetkin, spokesman for the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition, says any cuts in funding will only lead to greater costs down the line.
I think the drastic cuts elicited a huge response from the Great Lakes community. People are really upset, and I think lawmakers heard that. And we're pleased that Great Lakes funding has been partially restored. We think that's a step in the right direction, but we are still fighting for the full $300 million.
Lebetkin says they're optimistic that funding will be restored to its original level. He says strong bipartisan support and pressure from Great Lakes communities have avoided budget cuts to the program in the past. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.